It's the Lunch Break Lounge, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from noon until 1 on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Welcome back. Lunch Break Lounge here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Joining us now via the WBDG hotline, we're going to talk some Cowboys and Colts. He's a contributor to the Cowboys Wire, which is a part of the USA Today. Corey Clark. Corey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Grant, how are you, buddy?
Hey, we're doing great. So Cowboys-Colts on Sunday. Sure you're excited for this matchup. Cowboys in control of their own destiny down the stretch, but really so are the Colts.
Yeah, it really is. It's going to be a good matchup. I'm looking at it from both ways. The Colts are red hot if you take away the Jacksonville loss, where they lost 6-0, but the Colts are riding a 5-game win streak, and that's a big in part to bring in Amari Cooper a few weeks ago.
How big of an impact has Amari Cooper been? 5-game win streak and just how big of it do you think, if it wasn't for Amari Cooper, do you think the Cowboys would be in this situation?
To be honest with you, no. I don't think they would be. I think Amari Cooper, he's had the most receiving yards as a NFL wide receiver that's been traded at the trade deadline, I think, in NFL history, if not second. He's brought an immediate impact. He's already had 2 games well over 150 yards. He just had 217 yards, 3 touchdowns. Against Philadelphia, Grant. And what Amari Cooper brings, obviously he brings his skill set, he brings the speed, he brings great route running, but he opens up the field for other receivers and, more importantly, pushes that defense back just a little bit, and it gives Ezekiel Elliott enough room to run the football. And Ezekiel Elliott's been thriving since he got Amari Cooper. He's had 666 total yards, which is by far the best he's had in a 6-game stretch in his career.
So earlier in the season, the Cowboys struggling a little bit, struggling to find some wins. You know, the question was thrown out there, you know, is Jason Garrett's job secure? Even if the Cowboys, you know, would somehow miss the playoffs, which at this point is not very likely for them to miss it, do you think, but if they would happen to miss the playoffs, do you think Jason Garrett's job is in jeopardy, or do they keep him around for one more year?
If some way the 99 percentile doesn't work out and the Cowboys don't make the playoffs, yes, but I'll be the one to tell you, at 3-5 before the Cowboys won the streak, Garrett's job was deadly on the line. And I was one of the advocates saying, he's got to go, his time's up. But there's something about a guy that can motivate his team at 3-5, get his players to want to play for him, and just have fun at work every day. And Garrett's a big part in why this team is 3-5. Actually, Leighton Van Der Esch, rookie linebacker, just wrote a player tribute. And he really went in detail about what Garrett did. After the Tennessee loss on Monday Night Football, he sat down the team, and he basically just gave him a speech, told him it's on you, and the team just wants to play for him. Now, no matter what the team does, regardless of the Super Bowl, offensive coordinator Scott Linehan's job, that's a different story. I don't think he'll be back no matter what.
So, Corey, and Corey Clark joining us, WBDG Hotline from the Cowboys Wire. What do the Colts have to expect out of this Cowboys defense, who I think is currently ranked 4th in the league in terms of points allowed per contest?
They're a very good defense, I'm going to be honest with you. If you haven't seen the New Orleans Saints game or heard about it, just go look at that, because they have one of the top flying offenses to 10 points. They know how to run around the field. They have a very good young linebacker group. Actually, Sean Lee is practicing today for the first time in a month. So it'll be a 3-linebacker set. It's looking like it's Sean Lee, Van Der Esch, and Jalen Smith. And Jalen Smith, man, he is good. And then you look at the defensive line, they call themselves the Hot Boys. They can get to the passer. They can stop the run. This defense overall is very, very good. It's going to take a good performance from Andrew Luck and the Colts wide receivers not dropping too many passes to try to come out on top of this defense, of course, points.
So the NFL and then the Cowboys the rest of the way, at Colts versus Bucks at Giants, really in a position where they could win the rest of their games and get to 11-5 on the season, get in most likely the 4th seed in the playoffs. In atop the NFC East. Do you foresee that happening with the Cowboys winning out against, you know, this Colts team? It might be their toughest competition, you know, down the road until they get to the postseason.
Yeah, the Colts will be their toughest. I'm not going to say they win out. I mean, They could drop one Sunday. It depends what team you see. And I want to pull a Jason Garrett. They're going to take the game day by day, go week by week. But what the Cowboys are going to do, they're not going to settle. They're not going to say, okay, our backs aren't against the wall anymore. They're going to play like their mentality. They're the underdog, even if they are top of the NFC East. All the Cowboys have to do is win one game of the three or have a Redskins and Eagles loss in the same week to clinch the division. So they could go 11-5. I think they go into 11-5 if they beat Indianapolis on Sunday. But we'll see what happens.
And Corey Clark joins us, WBDG Hotline, contributor for the Cowboys Wire. Corey, what's your opinion on the NFL's officiating this season, which is really, in recent weeks, the officials have just missed these blatant, obvious calls. What is your opinion on that, and what do you think needs to be done in terms of the officiating standpoint to where it's kind of getting hard to watch around the NFL?
I don't want to go into too much detail because I think I'm on the ladder of this. The NFL officiating has not been good, and I think that's the obvious answer. And they got to figure something out. I know Mike Ferrara, a former NFL official, was talking about it. Like, they're doing little things. They fired an official this year. That's never happened. They put a bunch of full-time officiating crews, and you thought that would fix it. Nothing's getting fixed. And they're missing blatant calls. They're calling calls that aren't really should be calls. Like, if you watch the Eagles-Cowboys game on Sunday, there was a play where rookie tight end Dallas Gobert went down and scored a 75-yard touchdown, but he got called for offensive pass interference because he ran into Jeff Heath. Now, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't pass interference. They went down and scored anyway on that drive, but then the very next play, Randy Gregory got a sack, and they called him for roughing the passer. It was a makeup call, and it's all around the league. It's not just the Cowboys. I've seen multiple missed calls all around the league, and I don't know what they can do, but they got to figure it out quick because it's really, really irritating. The fans, the players, and the front office.
All right, Corey, what do you expect to happen on Sunday? What do you expect to see? What's your prediction for the game? How do you think this game plays out coming up on Sunday, Cowboys and Colts?
I'm going to start off by saying it depends what the Cowboys offense decides to do. Which Dak Prescott do we see? Do we see the Dak Prescott in the fourth quarter overtime of Sunday's game? Or do we see the Dak Prescott in the first three quarters of last week? And I think that's going to be the big difference because everybody in Indianapolis knows this, but not everybody outside of it. The Colts defense, they're very underrated. D'Amico Autry, he's a very good football player. Marcus Hunt's a very good football player. And you look at Darius Leonard, he'll probably win rookie of the year defensively over Van Der Esch, which is hard to do because Van Der Esch is a great linebacker. But it's going to take a lot of effort from that Colts offense to score on this defense. I predict a good game. It'll come down to the fourth quarter deciding it. I think it ends in a one-possession game. But, Grant, I'm not big on it. I don't like making predictions because ever since I started doing that, the Cowboys were 3-5, and then when I quit, they went on a five-game win streak. Just for Cowboys fans' sake, I'm not going to make a prediction, but I promise you it's going to be a good one. And I'll be there for that game. I'll be covering it, so I guarantee it's going to be fun.
All right, Corey Clark, Cowboys Wire contributor. Thanks, Corey, for joining us via the WBGG Hotline. We'll have to do it again.
All right. Hey, big fan of the show. Keep doing what you're doing, Grant.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Corey Clark, Cowboys Wire contributor for the USA Today Network, joining us, WBDG Hotline.